left Billy speechless.
I was wondering if the computer was frozen. It wasn't.
Hello, Addison.
Billy Dukes. It is good to be here. I'm really excited for this podcast because I think this is the trailer for this new episode or new season of Yellowstone. It left me with a lot of thoughts and questions, and one that I really feel like fans will want to get in on. So I'm excited for today's recording.
Well, I have a feeling I know what that is. It's kind of like the big elephant in the room when it comes to Yellowstone.
I don't know. We'll get there. I could swing you a curveball, Billy. You just never know with me. But I do think you probably know where I'm headed, but we'll just have to wait and see.
I zoomed in on one particular character watching the trailer who I thought was really kind of, he got a lot of time in the trailer, which is okay, I guess. He's not like the favorite character of everybody, but his plot line has to run its course for the season to end like we think it's going to.
Before we get into all that, we've got to bring back our trivia. I know we did it last episode, and I want to bring it back again this episode at the top of it. What is our trivia question? And I can't remember, did we have someone win last trivia? It's been a minute. I've been in the sun since we've last recorded.
Yeah, so last trivia question was our first one in a while, and we started offering a brand new prize, a Yellowstone t-shirt, Dutton Rules t-shirts, actually. They're not a Yellowstone t-shirt. They're Dutton Rules t-shirts, and you can find them at tasteofcountrystore.com. And the winner gets a choice of color and size. And as always, it's the first person who emails us with the correct answer at staff@tasteofcountry.com. And here's the trivia question, if you're ready, Addison.
Oh, you bet your bomb dollar I'm ready.
All right. We learn Matthew Fox would be joining Michelle Pfeiffer on Madison, the next Yellowstone franchise. Matthew Fox's best known role was Jack, a doctor on the ABC sitcom Lost. What other Lost actor appeared in a previous season of Yellowstone?
I didn't watch Lost. Yeah, so I got nothing.
Well, totally fair. I didn't either. I tried to, but eventually lost track of that show. It was you can make some parallels to Yellowstone, to be honest. Like, it started off with a lot of heat, but then some inner cast sort of stuff came out and the show sort of lost its thread for various reasons. And the audience at the end wasn't nearly as strong as the audience at the beginning. But it was a good show. It was kind of like a groundbreaking show at the time. It had a lot of steam and excitement. Anyways, the answer was, and congratulations to Amanda from Wyoming, who knew it was Josh Holloway who played Rourke. Season 4 of Yellowstone, Rip kills Rourke with the rattlesnake.
Oh!
Yes. A death that seems less and less plausible as time has gone by. At the time, I thought it was awesome. And now I start thinking to myself, that could not possibly have happened. But yeah, it was Josh Holloway. Congratulations to Amanda from Wyoming, I think. That's where she's from. You are today's big winner. We'll send her a t-shirt. Size large, she says.
Woohoo! I'm excited. You should say, I think that if whoever wins a t-shirt, if you have social media, you should post a photo of it on your Instagram stories and tag Taste of Country. We would love to see it on you.
Absolutely. That'd be fantastic. And we'll do the same prize for this week's trivia question.
Which is?
Okay, this one's short and sweet, and I'm asking it for a reason that we'll get to later in this episode. What kind of car does Jamie Dutton drive?
That was a good one, and I see where you're headed, and I actually know this one, and I'll wait for our next episode to share my thoughts.
Yep. staff@tasteofcountry.com. First person with the correct answer gets a Dutton Rules t-shirt, size of your choice. We also have some color options as well if you want to check those out at the Taste of Country store.
So I don't even really know where to start, Billy. This was a trailer that was It was one of those that you have to, or at least I, they cut to so many scenes in a very short amount of time that I had to pause each second to fully look at, okay, what's going on? Because you could easily miss it.
I totally did that. I took it like second by second to get the little clips and the little clues. And there were some clues, without a doubt. I say we either start with John Dutton or we start with Jamie Dutton.
Let's start with John Dutton.
Okay. Is he back?
See, exactly. I left. Yes, I'm so glad we're starting with this because I watched this trailer and Billy, it left me a little bit PO'd because as we have talked about 8 million times, Kevin Costner is no longer allegedly part. I say allegedly because now I'm just confused, but he's no longer part of this franchise. I thought we were coming into this new season 5 part B with him gone, but this trailer has nothing but John Dutton all over the place. So I don't know if this is just them putting him into the teaser just to kind of give a monologue of what is to come. But then also I'm like, that would be weird to have him in the trailer and then he doesn't exist in the season.
And he it's not like he just makes a little cameo in the trailer or not like a little seasoning. Like,
right.
He's borderline the main course of that trailer. Like, it's pretty well focused, not only on him, not only is the trailer focused on him. If you go to Yellowstone's Instagram page, it is like all John Dutton all the time. I mean, they are leading hard on Kevin Costner's character to promote season 5 and not saying anything or even giving an inkling, an idea that he's going to be killed off or that he's leaving the ranch. So like, what is happening here?
What do you think? Do you think he's going to be, my hot take is that we've been scammed and he is actually going to be in this season more than we realize. And by that, I think maybe not the whole, I don't know how many episodes we're getting, but maybe in the first 2 episodes.
I believe that they probably filmed some scenes while they are filming part 1 that they can use in part 2. And I think what you just said, the first 2 episodes, we're going to see some John Dutton. And I'm okay with that, if that ends up being the case. But if they're just using him and we don't see him at all, and they're just sort of using that as sort of the way to promote the show, or if he ends up coming back for the full season, I'll be equally mad either with that. Like, if he comes, why take us through all this drama? I would have watched the show with John Dutton. I was really excited about that. You don't have to pretend like he's not going to be there and then bring him back. That'd be really frustrating.
That'd be really shady on the producer's behalf.
Yeah. Paramount seems to be a little bit like a girl who gets dumped before prom, but is still kind of going through the motions and getting the dress ready and making the hair appointments. Like, well, I think he's going to pick me up. Old Jimmy's going to come. He's going to come around.
Billy, this sounds personal. I don't think he's ever experienced around. That.
They're like, I don't know if they're gaslighting us or if they've gaslighted themselves into Kevin Costner not coming. Like, they need someone to just take him by the ears and go, listen, he's not coming back. Like, we all know it. People are starting to move on, but like, they're like, oh yeah, John Dutton.
They're in the denial stage of grief.
Yeah. And it's lasting a really long time.
Well, staff at tasteofcountry.com, and I'll remind y'all of this address as this podcast continues, but specifically, I want to hear our listeners' thoughts. What do you think after listening to the trailer? Do we think John Dutton's coming back? Do we think, as Billy said, do we think the producers are in denial, maybe just, you know, gaslighting us? What do y'all think is happening? Because I just do not know.
When we get to the comments at the end of the episode here, there is actually one person who has a theory that seems pretty reasonable. I could get down with.
Okay.
I'm what happens to him. But we'll get there. Yeah.
What do you think, because the other person that you said you wanted to talk about was Jamie. But I do want to touch on something real quick. Do we think, because we got a little snippet of Monica, do we think maybe Monica is going to play a larger role in this season than we have given her credit for in the past episode?
Yes.
Because I think so.
And maybe not Monica per se, but like what Monica represents.
Yes.
My personal theory is that, and this is a little bit wishful thinking, but I don't know. I feel like the Chief Rainwater Broken Rock Reservation plotline is going to kind of come back into center stage, into focus. Like we kind of were there seasons one and two, seasons 3, 4, and 5A. Like we haven't, that's been really sort of a subplot. They've just kind of been plotting along. But last season, or season 5, part A, ended like with like almost like a reborn Monica after she dealt with some great turmoil. So she seemed to find some peace. But the trailer shows a lot of scenes from that. Like there's some important things there. Like there's Chief Rainwater and Casey like doing that blood bond. Like I am your brother.
Yep.
Which is super interesting to me because that puts Casey in a position where he's going to have to maybe choose between Chief Rainwater and his own father, John Dutton. Like I could see that happening.
You want to know a hot take? I think Monica dies. I left Billy speechless. I was wondering if the computer was frozen. It wasn't.
I that would be shocking. It qualifies as a hot take, but I don't think it's absurd.
Well, there's a scene like there's where
great tragedy coming.
There was a scene. I mean, let's remember Casey Dutton had always said, you know, when he looked at her when they were around that fire pit that one time, saying, "I saw the end of us," and we didn't know if that meant them or if that meant the ranch. But there is a scene where someone's running with black hair on fire. And so I don't know if maybe Monica accidentally gets in the crosshairs of something and ends up dying. I don't know.
I thought that vaguely looked like her. I wasn't convinced that was her, though.
Our screenshot of it, I zoomed in and I could convince myself maybe not, but I can also convince myself. It's someone with longer hair, but not like so long where I couldn't like call out that it wasn't her.
You're right. And then the other thing, and I thought this was really essential, is there's that scene from the trailer where Rainwater and Mo are walking up on some land. And I forget exactly what he says, like, this is what we're fighting for, or this is our legacy or something. And Mo has this pendant around his neck and they only see it for a second, or not even a second. It has a red handprint on it. And I mean, some quick Googling shows that that's a symbol for when an indigenous person has been kidnapped or killed or something along those lines, specifically an indigenous woman. So I think that's a plot line. Like there's some sort of attack either on one member of the tribe or maybe many members of the tribe, and they're forced to fight back in some pretty serious ways. Could be Monica. I mean, that could very well sync up with your theory.
I think it's a death that wouldn't, okay, let's say we're already getting rid of John Dutton. It's a death that would be really impactful, but it wouldn't be another season ending. Does that make sense? Like if she dies, they still, if they wanted to create a whole nother season, they still can. I mean, I guess they really can't with any of the Duttons, but.
The Dutton men seem to have a history of losing their wives, right? John Dutton lost his wife. His dad, played by Dabney Coleman, his wife died before he did. And then even going back to 1923, we've seen I guess they haven't died yet. Nope, I take that back. Rewind there. That was the opposite. That was the wife lost the husband.
Yes.
Okay, so it was a half of a good thought. If we're keeping score.
Hey, we're just word vomiting our initial thoughts, and sometimes we realize we pull back up and go, nope, actually that was a wrong turn. Nope. We need to U-turn. It's okay.
Pull up.
Pull up. Exactly. Well, should we talk about – not should we. We should talk about Jamie. I mean, that is what this episode – I mean episode. This is what the trailer – I mean, Jamie was getting some major airtime.
Yeah, he doesn't really, I mean, at the end of the season five part A, he was kind of in a good position. Like, he had a little upper hand on Beth. Sarah was going to go hire a hitman and go after her. He had just sort of shocked her with knowledge that there was a train station. And now this trailer, every moment of it, he's in some sort of distress. He's being walked out of his office by security. The FBI is right down the hall. He's just furiously trying to shred documents with his shirt untucked. I don't know what led to him being in a state of undress, but he's fighting Casey kind of in another scene. Like, he's breaking into a house. Sarah Atwood's turning on him and slapping him across the face. Like, things have gotten really bad for Jamie.
Uh-huh. Hot take, though. I don't think Jamie dies.
I do.
I don't.
You don't?
Wait, why do you? Well, okay. So we have at the very end, you see a, can I talk about the car?
Yeah. Just don't mention the kind of car it is.
Okay. Yeah. I just wanted to make sure that I was in the green. We see Rip, right? Lighting Jamie's car on fire. I feel like Jamie somehow gets an incredible trouble. Like, either somehow he ends up killing Sarah Atwood or something really bad, that although the rest of the Dutton family despises Jamie, at the end of the day, he still is blood. And so they go on a deep, deep, dark hole to still protect him. And that is why his car is on fire and not because somehow he died and they're trying to cover it up.
You think Rip and Lloyd are looking to help Jamie by burning his car?
Because at the end of the day, they still want to honor John Dutton, who would say, like, protect family at all cost.
I don't know. I feel like they've crossed that line. At this point, like, I have a hard time. That's a plausible theory, but so the big thing here that we're referring to is in the trailer, you see Rip and Lloyd torching a vehicle. And if you do some searching, you find out it's the same exact vehicle that Jamie drives. So presumably it was his car that they light up. Doesn't look like anybody's in it at the time, although, you know, it's a millisecond worth of a scene. So who the heck knows? But I did take that to mean that they were working against him, but I guess I could see your theory. Maybe Jamie was inside of it.
Yeah, maybe.
How does Jamie live, though? Like, if we get to the end of this and Jamie's alive, what, is Beth dead?
No, Beth isn't dead, because didn't we confirm, or not confirm, there were rumors that there still could be a season six, and the plot line would be Beth and Rip.
Right.
So therefore she can't die. Okay.
I can't see we get to the end of this with Jamie and Beth still alive. What are they? They said they're friends.
They hug it out. they say, just kidding.
Like that.
Bring it on, like, in, brother.
You're not that bad.
Yeah, all you're not. You. I mean, I hear you. I think I just need to stay consistent with my thought of that somehow he doesn't die.
We could be wolfy right. You know, there could be a sequence where they need to cover up from Jamie, but then later he dies, is killed. Like, that's plausible. You know, maybe Beth does need to help Jamie for the short term, but maintains her plan to kill him. I'm curious to know what turn of events happened that put Jamie in legal trouble. Like, that kind of is blindsiding. Like, there was nothing from, I mean, obviously, there's some things he might have, but, like, he hasn't done anything as the attorney general so far, or the district attorney, that would put him in legal peril. And he clearly thinks he has. And the FBI has showed up to his door. So, like, what has gone wrong there? Like, that's a whole new thread that I didn't see coming.
Yeah, and I honestly don't know if I have. I don't really have a thought there.
Yeah, fair enough. Like, I don't really have any theories either. Who do you think Rip is pushing into the train station? So, just to give you a second to answer, there's a scene at the beginning of the trailer when it's pretty clearly Rip, and it's a wide shot of someone getting pushed over the ledge into the train station. It's a wide shot, so you can't tell who it is. It vaguely resembles Lloyd, but that doesn't make any sense.
No. I'm trying to think of like any older man.
I couldn't think of any.
I mean, maybe it could be someone like corporate, like on Sarah Atwood's team or something.
Yeah, like that. Who's that Weasley lawyer that we interviewed?
What?
You know who I'm talking about?
No.
That
we interviewed?
Carolyn. Yeah, I talked to him. I mean, he was a good guy. The actor was a good guy. Nothing against the actor, but his character is Weasley. Carolyn Warner was the white-haired woman who hires Sarah Atwood.
Yeah.
But Carolyn's right arm is this 50-ish smaller guy with dark hair, no facial hair. And he's a really that kind of character.
That didn't look, I mean, yes, that kind of character, but that didn't look like who he pushed.
No, this looked like an older, someone who had just sort of given up on life. Like the body was all sort of slumped. I spent way too much time looking at that screenshot, trying to decipher who it could possibly be. It didn't look like anybody with any sort of self-confidence or fight in them. Like that person was not fighting to stay alive. They just sort of stood there and Rip goes up to him and goes, ugh, and they go,
what if it was Lloyd? That'd be
dark. I mean, that's super. I mean, you could draw. I mean, it could be, but what's happened there, you know?
I might have to bill Taste of Country for counseling after this show.
Like Lloyd.
Like, what is Lloyd?
I don't know why. What could lead to that?
I can't remember if it looked like there was an altercation. No. Like, in that interaction. Or maybe he just had given up on life and he wanted someone to just. I mean, that's really dark. I don't want to really go down that rabbit hole, but.
That's possible. No, I thought about that as well. Like, for some reason, Lloyd has quit life.
That would
be an honorable thing.
I mean.
My end of the day theory is that it's a new plot line that we don't know about. It's just sort of a tangent plot line, some sort of done the ranch wrong. They need to go. Maybe a new ranch hand type of character who got out of hand or something like that. Like, it's. It's a blip. It's not something that we need to spend too much time on, but it sits large in the trailer.
Yeah.
Lots of questions. Have we actually answered any questions, or have we just asked questions?
I think we've just asked a lot of questions.
Well, we've broken down the trailer pretty good, and I think we've pulled some things out that maybe people didn't see and sort of started the conversation. Of course, we don't know until November 10th, the earliest, but.
Hey, that will be here before we know. That's about 3 weeks, 2.5 weeks away at this point. Maybe two.
You know, one other thing to remember here is don't assume that all the clips in the trailer are actually in the show, which seems a little counterintuitive. But if you remember 2 years ago, and I only remember this because I went back and watched the season 5 part A trailer, there was a little tiny clip of Teeter in a bath towel in the bunkhouse, and she was fighting like the cowboys.
Okay.
It was just a blip of the trailer, but it really stood out. I was like, what has gone wrong that Teeter is fighting a bunch of grown men near ass naked?
Right.
Never found it. That was never in the actual show. We never saw that scene.
I'm like questioning what I've watched. I'm like trying to think back just to like really affirm that.
It has been literally 2 years, almost 2 years exactly between the start of season 5 and season 5 part B.
That is wild.
Yeah, it's really
time flies when you're waiting.
To say the least. Just ready to get on with it. And then the other thing is, where are the cowboys? There's a lot of characters not mentioned in the trailer. They're supposed to be in Texas still. Next week, I think, right, we're going to do a season 5 part 1 recap. So if, yes, like Addison and I, you're lost, we're gonna refresh and we'll kind of bring you up to speed on the key plot points of part 1, so that when season part 2 starts on the 10th, you're dialed right in,
you're ready to go. Yeah. Well, and those are questions that we raised last episode about Rip and the whole crew going to Texas. You know, is 4-6s, does it even exist at this point? Yada, yada, yada. And we still don't know. We still don't know.
staff@tasteofcountry.com with your theories and questions, as always.
I do want to read. We did get some comments and questions from fans, and I'd love to read those if you are in.
Yeah.
Okay. Dina in Wyoming said, OMG, thank you for being a real human doing an analysis of this upcoming show instead of a robo-voiced clickbait scam. I really appreciate the thought and effort put into your vid and opinions. Wow. Thank you, Dina.
You know what she's referring to, right?
Yeah, kind of.
There's all these weird channels on YouTube that have these seemingly computer-generated videos, and all the thumbnails are like...
I have seen that, yeah.
It's like Jamie with, like, blood coming out of his eyes.
Yes. Have I clicked? Maybe.
Yeah, I've clicked one or two as well, or, like, Rip with, like, a gashing scar drawn onto his face. And they just take shots. Like, they'll take that shot with Jamie with the gun extended towards his dad, and they'll just cut Jamie, and they'll have him shooting just about anybody they can get him to shoot. Rip, Beth, John, like they've had him. It's terrible. It's awful. I hated it, but they get a ton of views. So I think that's what she's referring to.
Well, thankfully that's not us. If anything, we tend to get some things wrong and then we circle back saying that we did get them wrong.
Yeah.
And 100%. I can confirm that we are not robots.
No.
The next one I have is from a YouTube viewer that says, Jamie asked Sarah if she had any hitman connections, and she said she did. My theory is in the first episode, a hitman shows up at the ranch, kills John and Summer, thinking it's Beth. Huh. I mean, you knew I had said that I thought a hitman would come to the Dutton Ranch, but my whole plot line was that he would shoot Jamie. Wait, oh gosh, what was my thought? Was it that he would shoot Jamie on accident thinking that it's Beth?
I think it was this.
Was it just
you
this?
Thought the same thing as this person did that?
I don't think Summer was. Oh, maybe it was Summer. I didn't have two people dying was my issue. I'm going to have to go listen to our own podcast from last season to remember what my thought was. Okay. I think it was Summer and Beth, that mix up happening. But I didn't have John in the cards.
Well, and the hitman's not going after John, in all fairness. Like Sarah and Jamie are just plotting to kill Beth, but it very easily could kill Summer.
Yeah, and like a crossfire situation. Yeah.
Or just, you know, see a blonde from the back and fire.
I mean, John.
Away.
Like, John could end up, like, somehow in the crosshairs and dies. So, no, that one's definitely plausible.
Yeah, real plausible theory. I like that one a lot. The hitman's got to play out. I think early on, we need to have some sort of. We can't get 6 or 7 episodes into this season before we finally hear about the hitman again. But
yeah, I agree with that.
Fingers crossed.
And then the last one I have for us today is also from YouTube, and it says, I think the man in the reflection and the doorway is John Dutton.
That's the horse's eye reflection. A lot of people thought that maybe it was John Dutton and not Rip. I thought it was Rip. It looked like Rip, kind of a stockier shoulder. But a lot of people think that maybe it was John Dutton. But that would be a new scene, I think. Like, that to me would be... That would indicate there was new filming that happened.
Or we just might never see that scene again, as you said earlier.
We may never, because that was a teaser video. I guess in theory that could have been filmed seasons ago. You know, maybe they had some artistic thing and just finally pulled it out. Who the heck knows? There are a couple of other Taylor Sheridan shows active right now. I don't know if you've had a chance to watch. Well, Lioness just started season 2. Did you watch season 1 of Lioness?
I did. And I want to go watch season 2. I've been pretty MIA on... Wow, I was about to lie. I was about to say I've been pretty MIA on television. And then I just realized I've been binging The Golden Bachelor. So I apologize. Never mind.
I loved that show. It was probably one of my favorite shows.
It was good.
I'm looking forward to, all right, let's make a promise. We'll both try to watch one episode of Lioness by next week.
Next week?
We can at least touch on what the plot's about.
When does something I'm really excited about, we've talked about this last episode, because I'm originally from Texas. I live in Nashville now, but originally from Texas. And I know a lot of it was shot where my family lives in Fort Worth, and they even watched a lot of the filming, is Landman.
Landman, an America drama television series created by Taylor Sheridan and Christian Wallace, based on the podcast Boomtown, is set to premiere on November 17th, 2024 on Paramount Plus.
Oh, I need to write that in my calendar. The 17th. Okay, cool.
Yep. That's got a great cast. Billy Bob Thornton, Demi Moore, John Hamm, and some other people whose names I don't recognize.
Yeah, I will definitely. I'm pumped.
Yes, we have Yellowstone on the 10th, Landman on the 17th, and then I think Tulsa King wraps up by then too, because Tulsa King's happening right now. I got lost track on that. I've watched the first three or four episodes. Season two of Tulsa King. Meh.
I never got into it.
Season one I thought was a lot of fun. It was really cool. It was great to watch. Season two, like the acting and the dialogue. I think I shared how excited I was that one of the main villains in this season of Tulsa King is Neil McDonough, who played Malcolm Back on Yellowstone. I was really super pumped about that. But his acting and his character in this, not nearly as good. Like, it's just not nearly as strong. I'm still going to watch it. It's still kind of fun, but it's a step down. No doubt about it, I think.
Yeah, you really sold it to me. I don't think I'm adding that to my, I watched The Golden Bachelor viewing list. Well,
it's better than The Golden Bachelor.
To each their own, Billy. Excuse me. They're different. They're not in the same bucket. I can hold two buckets. I have two hands.
I'm not going to judge, but I'm going to judge a little.
That's fine. I'm still going to keep rowing my boat. All righty. Do we have anything? That's all I got on my end.
That's it for me as well. Next, we'll be back with a new episode, and then we have a trailer breakdown video if you want to watch that as well, although at this point it's probably a little bit repetitious because we just covered the whole thing. But that's live on YouTube as well. You can see some. We'll start the Yellowstone.
If you need a visual.
If you need a visual, which could be helpful. And then episode recaps are coming, I think, on the 11th or 12th on YouTube.
We're back, baby.
We're back.
That's all I can say, I'm pumped.
I am excited. Like, we've been down on it, like the show a little bit, but I am genuinely excited for the return of Yellowstone. Same. Mostly because I just want some closure in my life.
You know, I don't think I want that, only because I think I have given up on closure with Yellowstone, but because I've been broken up with multiple times on this Yellowstone adventure. And I think my heart is just a little guarded. So I'm excited for your thoughts on that, Billy. But I'm gonna stay a little guarded on closure.
Crusty old Addison.
Crusty old Addison.
Not willing to give her heart out to anybody.
No. Well, on that note, y'all, you are listening to the Dutton Rules podcast. And this is another Debunking Town Square Media podcast.
Debunking. Original.
That one. Thank you. Bye, y'all.